Previously on Vultures.
Right, Jim Vulture here, still hitting recaps. As our last episode closed, we had a little incident in the elevator of Wisteria Lodge with villain for hire Maeve Munro. Have we found the killer of Basil Maguire? Whatever about that. I'm about to narrate Vultures episode 16, The Case of the Wrongful Fingering. The elevator went ding, as elevators do. Janine and Maeve Munro emerge into the lobby bitch-fighting as Anus Murdoch tried to get some order.
Give me some order.
Deirdre Dupin, the Detective Union of Ireland, had arrived. The kerfuffle also bought out all the other suspects of this murder mystery. Kate Marple, Jimmy Kolchak, Noel Lovejoy, Jack Street and Hamish Lane. They all looked equally confused.
What's going on?
Bitch fight.
Excuse me?
Catfight.
Stop catfighting!
Munro put up her hands to feign innocence, still adopting the guise of a cockney chambermaid.
I'm innocent as a newborn babe, Mum. What is this?
With great pleasure, we ripped off our little porter's shirt and waistcoat and trouser combos.
And now you're in your jocks. Nice one, lads.
Disguised as hotel staff in a hotel. Genius.
Fooled by the oldest disguise trick in the book.
Here, I'm dressed as hotel staff too. Why isn't anyone complimenting me?
Jimmy! Didn't notice you there, pal. Awesome disguise, bro.
This is the bounty hunter, Maeve Munro.
Me? I'm just a poor little cockney hotel maid.
And I'll prove it. I've been recording everything since we arrived.
Maeve Munro was looking worried. We had her, dammit, we had her good with real evidence and...
Wait a minute. I have it here. Okay.
Your dictaphone is in your other pants, isn't it?
Yeah.
You didn't record that since we got into disguise, did ya?
No.
Look, whatever about proof, this is the woman who strangled Basil Maguire and made it to look like he was beaten silly with a candlestick.
And when we stashed him in his hotel room, you moved the body back to the conference room so he'd be found there.
But she's just a poor little cockney hotel maid.
Oh, come on. Anyone can do a cockney accent.
You're man ahem from La Hondon Town, man.
For real, Tennyson.
That's out of class, Tennyson.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Enough. Let this poor little cockney hotel maid go back to her rounds. As for you four so-called detectives, my deduction is that along with that psychotic litter warden, you conspired to kill Basil Maguire. How could you?
With a candlestick, Deirdre. They bet him to death with a stick for holding candles.
Purse the lips, Jimmy. It was a rhetorical question.
Lads, I can't believe you killed a lad. An owl lad. A nice owl lad. And ye still making me feel guilty because I sabotaged your invites for money.
And they were using the wheelchair jacks too.
Enus, get these clowns out of this 3-star hotel lodge and spa.
What was a spa?
The man behind this madness is Tom Moriarty. He's the one who hired Maeve Munro to set this up. He didn't want us here because he knows that in every adventure we always foil his plans. Stop crying, Jack.
He turned on me like I was a dog. A dog from a tie.
Mr. Lovejoy, I suggest you check on your rare Irish detective.
Yeah, shut up. This is getting juicy. I'm getting Tom up here so he can respond to the allegations from everybody else in the house. Between you and me, I'm pretty sure somebody's getting voted out tonight. BRB.
There's an entire ballroom where rare Irish detective antiques are being displayed. And that Cockney girl...
Marple, shut up.
Marple's right.
Janine, shut up. Cockney girl, continue on your rounds.
I watched as Munro wheeled her linen trolley into the bar, as free as a Scot. That's right, scot-free. McGrain knew what I was thinking.
Lordy, I would love some Scots Clan right now.
Check her linen trolley, yoke. She's hidden something in there.
Take him down, boys. Down to Funky Town.
Funky Town? Is that actually really a place?
2 miles outside Carlow Town, yes.
Oh.
It's almost like that story, Murder on the Orient Express. Only all the detectives solved the crime together. Us, the DUI.
Woo!
They all high-fived. It was a dark day for all concerned. Well, us. And Ned. And Basil, who, of course, got violently murdered.
I fear we'll be arrested as accessories.
Not even cool, stylish accessories. Just like, murder accessories.
Can we just take a second to put our pants back on properly?
No.
The salt in the wound. As I saw the outside of the Wisteria Lodge Hotel for the first time in hours, I, Jim Vulture, deduced that it was going to take a miracle to get us out of this jam.
To be continued in the next episode of Vultures.
This program is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television license fee.